Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Excuse me. I'm sitting outside this evening, and welcome to TMGS. It's the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. And we have some great topics that we're going to talk about. I don't know if you caught it in the background, but like I said, I'm sitting outside, and the ice cream man just went down the street. Y'all remember that? The ice cream man? They still have them. Yes, they do. The ice cream man just went down the street. I was going to flag him down, but you know how much ice cream is off the trucks now. Well, listen, we got some great topics we're going to talk about. If any of you watched this past week, the President of the United States, Joe Biden, did the State of the Union address. And boy, is he or is he not getting a lot of pushback on his delivery of his speech. I thought it was interesting. So that is the one topic I want us to really get started into. Is it just me? Is it becoming normal for hecklers to be in the audience? Marjorie Taylor Greene with her MAGA hat on. And what's his name? DeSantis? He was there? The guy who was ousted out? The guy who's actually going to be facing some issues with his lying ass? I mean, what is really going on here? This was crazy. It seems like for some reason, I haven't seen it on the Democratic side. Any Republican can chime in and tell me or try to pull up something. But I've always seen the Republicans wanting to do their heckling during a State of the Union address. Now, honestly, everybody has something to say about both presidents. He's too old. He's senile. He's crazy. Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't believe there's any rule that a president should be an old cat. The youngest ones we've had were Obama and Kennedy. But everything is about each other now, at least in my point of view. It's always one putting the other one down about their personal lives and everything and their character. But I, to be honest, I haven't heard Donald Trump say anything during his campaign speeches about what he's going to really do for the country. It's always been about him and what he's dealing with his 91 counts. I just don't get it. I don't get how this guy is basically now the GOP nominee. He is going to be the one running for president for the Republican side and haven't said anything about what he's going to really do for the country. I don't know if you have any questions or comments. Make sure you call into the show. The phone number is 516-531-9861. That's 516-531-9861. Or you can join us at www.blogtalkradio.com/TMCS. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/TMGS. And if you don't want to talk on the line, you can join the chat room, post your questions and comments there. I will read them over the air. What I did enjoy is that during the State of the Union, that Biden didn't back down. He didn't back down from the hecklers. He pushed forward. And he addressed the Supreme Court. You know, I thought that it was, you know, they said that it was more of a campaign speech than a State of the Union. Well, that's the state of our union, really, what he said, what's happening. You know, he didn't mention Trump's name, but he just said his predecessor. I thought he did a pretty good job at, you know, addressing what's happening. I don't know. There's a lot of folks saying the opposite. But you let me know what you guys think, okay? Okay, I see there's a couple of people on the board. I want to see if some folks pop up in the chat room. Waiting for my co-host to chime in, Janet Davis. Janet, let me see. Hold on a minute. Okay, let's see. All right, here's co-host popped in all the way from California, the one, the only Mr. Time and Shoot is in the house. Good afternoon, Time, and happy Saturday to you. What's going on?
Happy Saturday, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Good, yeah.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Just putting up the volume on my headphones. Yeah, man, I thought it was great. I'd like to address this whole thing about somebody being old. The problem with America is all about image, in which image kills people, because a lot of people, image can keep you broke. Image, you know, oh, what I see. I mean, that's why we have anorexia. That's why we have bulimia, because that's all about image. We have so many addictions that everybody thinks that if somebody, you know, is so old or 82, everything's supposed to be young. That's why all our women and everybody and the men today are so screwed up, is because everything is about how they look. You know, that's why they went after Michelle Obama, because of how she looked. You couldn't get her for being smart, so you had to go after how she looked. So you're going after Biden for his, you know, how he looks. He looks old and feeble or whatever. But nowadays, the average 80-year-old, I mean, we live longer now than we normally do. And for, it doesn't matter, does he have his faculties? Yes, he does. And I didn't need for him to go and do that to tell me if the man is stupid or not. If you don't see the man drooling or he ain't got no, you know, obvious his wife is still with him and everything. So what's next, man? You know, what's next do you have to attack? And that's all they do. We have turned the White House into into a reality TV show. Ever since Trump showed up, it's reality TV. That's how we got Marjorie Taylor Greene. That's how we got, you know, the Matt Gaetzes and everything, because these are all Tea Party people. We're not doing it on substance. And now, you know, when Mitch McConnell just drops out, they could have got rid of Donald Trump a long time ago. But they didn't do that. They didn't do it because they knew that's all they had, and it was to hang on to those deplorables who like hanging on to this drama, okay? And if you listen to any conversation, that these two, all they do is live, they sell fear. Everybody sells fear. Did you hear when Biden told them, if I'm so screwed up, I hope y'all are enjoying that money that came in, you know, into the different states that collected money, that government money that went into those states, okay? You got people that went against things that Biden got approved, and yet they're collecting on it. See, they don't talk about that. And everybody's telling you, Mike, it's the border. It's the border. That's bullshit, okay? It's bullshit. It is not the border. The border is not. We've been having border problems, bruh, all the way back to Ronald Reagan. Okay, you can try to say, oh, man, and everything. And I'm not going to get, you know, to the point where, you know, you want to make a huge debate out of it. But I can tell you, I've been to L.A., which is one of the most expensive cities to live in. You know this. You grew up in California. You know more about California than I do. But guess what? We live here, and I ain't ever had a problem with an immigrant. I ain't ever had a problem with no dude that came across that border that made my life. Where I came here with nothing, Mike. Nothing. Mm-hmm. And I'm never going to sit back and say, you know, blah, 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 or, you know, that they're taking from me. That's bullshit. They ain't taking shit from you. We're a superpower, homeboy. We have the biggest economy in the world. We run everything is westernized. It is not, you know, Mexico. And we are connected to Mexico. This was Mexico. Texas was Mexico. Okay? So ain't nobody trying. Every time they keep talking about getting rid of Mexicans, because that's what they talk about. Who are they talking about? Oh, they're coming in from over here. No. Those are Hispanics. 90% of the people crossing that border, were they on California, Texas, or what? Hispanic. Oh, yeah, you might get one or two Asians in. You might even get an African, but 90% of them are Hispanic. And Hispanics helped build California. Damn sure helped them build Texas. Damn sure helped build Texas before they ran their ass. And they still connected to Texas. You can't go nowhere. You can't go nowhere in Texas and not run into a Mexican. So what are you going to do? You going to throw them out and tell them, oh, they're your problem? Come on, man. That's what I'm telling people, man. I hope, you know, it's a shame that people get caught up in that game, man. The immigrant is not my problem. I used to play golf with a cat that told me all that stuff. I said, okay, brother, what's the solution? You know what he did, Mike? He didn't have one. I said, because obviously we control their country, okay? They wouldn't leave their country if somebody wouldn't be putting a squeeze on their country. You're forgetting the produce and everything else that comes through those different countries, whether it be Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua. The American government is involved. You can go to Cuba. We're involved in that too. Okay? Dominican Republic, involved in that too. You know why Haiti is having their problems? Because they want... America wants them to use American rice. They won't allow them to grow their own rice in that country. They can take care of themselves. But when you got somebody who helps you out and controlling everything, how are you going to do that? So I'm not buying it. And if they want a dictator, this fool, I tell you, that's a cold thing, and I don't know if you thought about this. This dude got Orban down in his house. He invited a dictator to Mar-a-Lago. That's how stupid they are. You want somebody to be in there because they want to keep everything the way they want. They'll say, oh, let's go back to the past. Really? What are you going back there for? Like Biden told them, we got to go forward. We can't go backwards. Because it was only good for only one person, or a group of people were really doing well, and that was white folks. Hell, they burned down our stuff every time black folks made a move. They never talk about that. They never talk about that. When they had a brother who had a store across the street from a white dude's store, and they got mad because the brother's store was doing better, that those white folks burned down his store and lynched the three grocery store owners. That's when Ida B. Wells told them, who wrote about it in the newspaper, told them, yeah, that's when black folks really start making their move to get the hell up out of the South. So what are they talking about, man? Who was it great for? So and if they want to, you got cats that want to, believe in what Trump is talking about and buying into that, hey, God bless them. God bless them. You want that? You believe in this? Go ahead.
But when you were saying about the fact that, right, that California, I was even talking to a person, I said, which they've never been to California. They just, know about it. They have some relatives there. And we were talking about the same things. You guys, how Texas was California. And I said, you go there and just about all your streets have Mexican names. Figueroa, Calaveras, even cities. Santa Monica.
Santa Monica. Los Angeles. Yes.
Pasadena.
You said something about throwing people out.
When I think back to where when I moved here to Georgia, and then when the Olympics came, a lot of Hispanics moved to Georgia prior to the Olympics because the jobs were here. In construction, there was a lot of Hispanics in construction, and companies were hiring them. I knew a company where the owner was a white guy, and he knew Spanish. And over 90% of his workers didn't speak English. He would translate.
Right.
He was hiring.
Remember Katrina? Remember Katrina? Remember when they had Katrina and they needed people to come and build up to Katrina, and they was paying like $20 an hour? Who you think went down there and built up Katrina and cleared all that brush and cut off? They were Hispanics. The very people they keep talking about they don't want, who you think went down there and did that work? And the white boy was telling them what to do. Come on, man. We know who was down there doing. They want those people here because of the cheap labor. And they got to pay taxes when they get here, Mike. They can't just get a check. They've already had several programs on 60 Minutes, and I saw stuff on YouTube. And these are legit spots. They had them on there, and the dude told them, and the two owners of the land were Republican. And they told him, say, hey, man, we need those people. He said, hey, we paid them $16 an hour. He said, you know how much it would cost to get an American to do this work? They said, no, $35 an hour, plus benefits, 2-week vacation, but you got to offer the job to an American first. Then they get it. But it's always Hispanics who have come and they take those jobs, and because that white boy wants them to come do that cheap labor, they do the job. And not only do they pay taxes, they get no medical benefits. None. Okay? But they got to pay taxes on the money that they make. And it's backbreaking work. But guess what, man? They come and they do it. They come and they do it because we control the produce and everything. All you got to do is read the book on United Fruit Company. United Fruit. How do you think the CIA and everybody got involved? And Alan Dulles and your boy Eisenhower's people were all on the board and shit. Come on, man. These people, this is historical. They know all about this. but they try to act like that they're doing something. It is not. It's not. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, but then I look at where over the years, I've seen how Hispanics will, like for instance, like I used to live in an area where there was a lot of duplexes, and there was one duplex. There was like five or six lived in this one duplex. And our duplex consists of one bathroom and two bedrooms. Basically, that's it. You got 5 to 6 guys living in this one place. They all will get up and go to work. I see them leave out in the morning. Almost all of them have a vehicle. Okay. Now, mind you, the white boy owns the duplex. He owns the whole, all of them. So apparently he didn't have any problem with 5, 6 guys living in this place, right? As long as he's getting his money. But I look and see where all of them would help each other out. And then later on, they started forming businesses. And then they move on, and one would buy a house. And then they might let a couple of them stay there until they put their money together. And then they go buy a house. And then they started business. There's one called Jose Painting Company. And I remember Jose Painting when they first started. They had one truck. And before you knew it, you saw a new van, and then another van, and then another van, and then another van. Till sooner or later, I mean, you'd see their trucks going up and down the street all the time. Start their own businesses. You know?
But
you
that's what I'm saying, Mike. Serious. I mean...
They're taking the jobs. They're starting their own businesses, doing the work. They didn't take anything, like you said.
Nope. Mm-mm. I had to get my brother's ass when he came to California, and he tried to tell me that the Mexicans, James, you got a better education than all of them. Your problem is you came in strung out on crack cocaine. That's your problem. Mm-hmm. And then you figure you're going to sit back and just point the finger and blame folks. I came here, I got less than you did. You don't hear your brother blaming anybody. You need to check yourself. And where is he at? He got a house. I end up losing my house. He got a big-ass house out there in Lancaster. He lived. Matter of fact, he rented all his rooms out. He turned his house into a boarding house because he didn't want to go to work. But yet, this was the guy saying that Mexicans, that they're taking all the jobs. And I get tired of hearing it. I'm like, bro, they don't ever go after the corporations. The corporations are the ones, Mike, because they're private. So they're like government corporations. Those are private corporations who are raising the prices, who are paying less taxes. You got millionaires and billionaires who don't even pay less taxes than a man making 40 grand a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
True.
And yeah, Biden told you, he's a capitalist. He's a corporate dude because you got corporate Democrats. But guess what? Mm-hmm. He knows these cats need to pay, man. And they've always, that's the thing about the game. You got to learn how to figure out everybody's trying to beat the system because they don't want to pay, but yet they keep talking America, America. And there's one thing for sure, that one day it's amazing how when immigrants do come here, the first thing they want to do is go and become Republicans, but yet they turn around that when they got here, the very laws, the civil rights laws, the welfare, all that, you're riding off something that somebody fought for. And now you don't want nobody else to have it, but that's how you got here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it was put there for. It was put there to help you. You know, but they, you know, my sister talks about that all the time. You know, you got people from Cuba and everywhere. They be coming over and they say, oh, man, you know, nobody want to be no problem because, you know, the streets are paved with gold. No. People die for that, bro. And that's why you think civil rights and all those different things. Hey, man, somebody fought for us to have all that. That ain't free. I know you've seen this dude, Mark Robinson.
Right.
You ain't seen Mark? The dude is right. His name is Mark Robinson. He's a black dude who's Hitler lover. He's a Holocaust denier. He said we don't deserve reparations. Oh, they love him. He's running for governor of North Carolina.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Big
I know
brother.
Who you are.
He's a big brother. And, hey,
yeah,
man, he's dumb as two left shoes, bro. But they are straight promoting this guy. I was like, how did this dude get this far? Trump said he is Martin Luther King on steroids.
Boys, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I was like, man, and then this is the same Trump that thought because he put, black people love me. I got tennis shoes. Hey, black man, I got tennis. I said, really? But, man, that's always been in our history. We've always had different blacks that have hung with master.
He also said, you know what my favorite color is? Black.
And what did he say, Mike?
Oh, well, everybody just laughed,
Right.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
And what gets me is that when folks don't look at how racist that sounds, but it's like, but you laughing at it. Well, he's a jokester. He's just telling you the truth of what he really is,
Right.
Everything. Now, let me ask you, I'm sure you heard about the young girl. I think her name is Lakin. I think her last name is Riley. Lakin Riley, who was murdered.
Yeah. Her mama's mad. Her mama's mad because Biden messed her name up. Sit down. So petty.
But the thing is that I believe that Biden had said something about that, in fact, he did during the speech, because Marjorie Taylor Greene kept saying, say her name, this, that, and the other, which he did. But they're using this girl's death as a political pawn, I believe, because this individual, the killer, was a migrant. Is this supposed to be like the first time this has ever happened? And then when you look at what Donald Trump had said in his first term, well, the first time when he ran for president, he's saying they're bringing in rapists, they're bringing in murderers. It's like he's put a blanket on everyone that comes across the border. You follow me? And they're believing this. But we got murderers and rapists who were born and raised here in the United States, and I don't see people jumping up and down.
But Mike, right. They're not jumping up and down because that's all he does. He sells fear. That's it. That's part of fascism. That's how it works. They're looking to blame somebody for their problem. Mike, the white boy has been ahead of the line for over 400 years. He's been ahead of the line, and yet he's still complaining. He still get mad when he see black folks doing well. Why? Why are you complaining, bruh? Ain't nobody stopped you for the color of your skin. Ain't nobody stopped you from doing anything. What are you mad about? They still can't answer that. Where are you going to get an AR-15? Why would you go into a church and shoot 9 black people? Why would you go down to a school? They say, oh, mental illness. Mental illness, my ass. Come on, man.
And you're on point, I have not heard anyone. In fact, I had two. Unfortunately, you didn't make the show a couple of weeks ago. Two black Republicans come on in defense of Donald Trump. But I wish.
Oh, I was on. Remember, I talked to the one guy. I talked to Reese. Remember, I was on there.
No, you. Was it Reese or was it Sarge? I think it was. I thought it was Sarge.
No, I was on there. One time with Sarge because I told you to let him talk, and then I was on there one time with Reese. When I told him, I said, bro, do you think I'm an idiot? Do you think I'm stupid? You think I don't – do you think we pay attention to what you're talking about? I'm not going on your show because I'm not going to get anywhere with you. I'm not going to learn nothing from you. I don't believe what you say. And the fact that you're backing a dude who is a charlatan tells me a lot about you. Okay? I'm not telling you Biden is perfect. Let me tell you my whole thing on the presidency. Presidents do not make your life better. They don't, at least in my mind. My life is not better because of presidents. All right? I get up every day. I've been through we've been through everybody, have we not? The Bushes, the Reagans, the Clintons. Hey, man, you okay? I've had good days. I've had bad days. You still got to get up and take your ass to work no matter who's in that damn White House. People say, oh, man, Obama didn't do nothing for black people. Oh, yeah? Well, what I want him to do? I was just happy to finally see a brother in the office, and he didn't let me down. I still had to get up and go to work. Didn't matter who was in office. I still had to make sure all my bills were paid, making everything. Didn't nobody come in and take nothing from me. So where is the blame? If I ain't blaming nobody, how you going to sit over there and blame somebody and say somebody did something to you? I just retired, Mike. I retired at 58 years old. I'm getting 70% of my pay. And I got 100% medical. Ain't nobody stopped me, man. I'm out here pursuing my career and doing the things that I want to do. I ain't sat back and blame nobody. I could, but what good is that? For who? What am I blaming? Like I said, I came here. Everything is going well for me. I may not be living in the lap of luxury, but I ain't missed a meal. You know, I get up, I exercise, I live my life, but I go and sit. Whites, blacks, Armenians, Asians, Jewish, nobody in there is saying anything. But we don't allow politics to be talked about anyway because I know a lot of them are Republican, but why talk to them? Because you that's one thing you don't want to do because a lot of them think a whole different way. And you can see the ones that think that way, they ain't home, man. And they're angry. And I don't know what they're angry about. You know, ain't nobody stopped your daddy or mama from getting anywhere.
All right.
But you and my parents, our parents had to think a whole different way, did we not?
All right.
So I don't get it.
You know when it now okay, so with this whole thing with the Trump deal about him having to pay out this money. This is supposed to be a billionaire. This is the guy who said that once he's elected, he will show his taxes, but then he said, well, I'm president now. I don't have to show. Right there, that told me, okay, this is going to be a problem. And apparently it is because now he's been ordered to pay out all these millions, and he's trying to wheel and deal and only pay, what is it, $100 million? That's a fraction of what he's supposed to pay. Do you believe he really has the money to
pay? Well, he already paid $92 million.
Okay.
He already paid because he had to pay E. Jean Carroll. But that $454, that's what's coming next.
He's in debt for almost a half a billion dollars. And then you look at his court fees, I mean his lawyer fees and everything, a half a billion dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they're going to take his, or they might take his properties.
Right.
I mean, but how do people just condone this type of behavior? Because if that was you or me, I'm not saying us being a president, but if that was you and me and us just being, you know, where they say, hey, look, we believe you did this because you're not going to have all these folks coming and cheering you on and be like, hey, I know you did it or I don't believe you did it. But the evidence is so overwhelming. How many people do you think will really defend you? Just among your friends, who will defend you when they're looking at, I believe Timon did it, but I'm not going to go against him.
Who is that? Yet.
No, I'm just saying, just imagine it's like it was you or me. Just in anything, right? You know, they say committed this crime or this, that, and the other. And the evidence is so overwhelming. How many people do you think will actually say, you know, Timon, the evidence is overwhelming, but I don't believe you did it. See what I mean? That's
Right.
That's what's so crazy. The evidence is overwhelming, but they don't believe he did it.
Right.
I just don't understand. And then what's your thoughts on Mitch McConnell after what he said and did, and then turn around and endorse Donald Trump?
But that's what I said, Mike. Mitch McConnell could have stopped this. This could have been stopped long time ago. That's what I'm saying. They don't give that. They don't care. Donald Trump insulted his wife. They care about money. They care. Mitch McConnell has always taken care of corporations. That is who they care for. He's 82 years old. All right, and he will go down. And he's a liar. He has lied the whole time that he's been, that he was in, you know, he blocked Obama. Well, let's start with the first thing when Obama showed up, the first thing he said he was going to do, make him a one-term president. Then he turned around and screwed him on the Supreme Court deal that he lied and reneged on. Then he turned around and when Donald Trump was in there, he knew, he went in there and said, Donald Trump did everything. He is to blame. He said it. But he is loyal to Republicans. Mm-hmm. They will never do what the dudes did when they caught Nixon. The difference between these Republicans and these Republicans now, they care about power. And they will turn, they will not, they don't care if you shot, even if they brought back lynching right now, they wouldn't give a shit. Black or white. Black Republicans and white Republicans. I'm sorry. They don't care about if you are racist. They don't care if you lynch somebody. They are going to back each other. This is not the Ronald Reagan Republicans of old. Mitch McConnell is not a Ronald Reagan Republican. He is a straight corporate idiot, and he don't care nothing about. All he care about is just, you know, keeping people in place. He don't care. He could have stopped Trump a long time ago. He knew everything that Trump did. He hated everything. He can't stand Trump. Him and Trump have not talked in 3 years, Mike. 3 years they have not talked. But yet, here he is backing this dude again. It's like if you know that the village idiot is a rapist, and we have the opportunity to lock him up. But said, no, look what all the things that we'll miss out on if we lock him up. So we're going to just let him continue to rape and pillage and run around, you know. And it ain't that bad because everybody's getting hooked up, you know. When you're getting hooked up, you're just going to let it set it. And, you know, these guys are so stupid. I don't know about you. But I feel like I'm back in the 50s now, even though I wasn't born in it. But, you know, man, what they're doing is crazy. They're talking
about,
you know,
I'm sorry, real quick. I'm looking in the chat room. I see Bring It Boy has joined the show. Hey, Bring It Boy, how are you doing? Says Mitch should have stopped the address from lying Biden. It's hard to talk to walking corpse. Well, Bring It Boy, I mean, I see that you just chimed in. But Mitch McConnell did say that Donald Trump basically is at fault for what had occurred on January the 6th. He did say that. All right, so, I mean, how do you say that this person is at fault for an event where people did die, people did get injured? But then again, you're going to back them to be president again. I can't see that. I don't understand it. You know?
Mike, that's what I'm talking about right there.
I'm going to let a person who was involved in a killing become the warden of the prison that he stays in. You know? I mean, come on. You can't.
Mike.
You know, you can't do that. Go ahead.
Mike, that's what I'm talking about. Remember I said earlier about image, about what you're paying attention to? Okay? They want everybody to look like Gavin Newsom. They don't look at what's in the man's brain. Quit trying to look at his image, okay? Politics are supposed to be boring. You're trying to say, this dude wants to turn it into a reality TV show. We got the lowest unemployment, okay? You got to understand that Trump handed Biden a pile of shit and wanted him to fix it in 1 year. This is the very man who lied to you about the pandemic. He knew the pandemic was bad. The playbook that Obama left him, he threw it in the trash. That's the one thing about that American. He's fickle, he's lazy, and he's arrogant, and he expects everything to happen overnight, and it's not going to happen overnight. Okay? You're never going to please them. They can call up and say Biden's old all day. But the minute if he had said, hey, man, I got a check for $200,000 going to everybody, blah, 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 they'd have their ass standing in line. But it will never be enough, Mike. It will never be enough. They'll end up just like Kanye West. The boy became a billionaire, then turned around, opened his mouth, and they threw his ass out. Now he's walking around with a mask on, hanging out, getting caught, having sex in places. You got the money. What's the problem? Because you know why, Mike? The money will never be enough. None of it will never be enough. You cannot. We live in a materialistic, capitalistic society. All right? We are consumer-driven people. All we care about is things and getting their money. When they get their money and they blow their money, you know, then they want to go, oh, look what they did to me. Trump killed over a million people because he would not follow the instructions of what he's supposed to. They told him what to do, and the boy wouldn't do nothing about it. A million people died from that, and they didn't need to because of his arrogance and his ignorance. And so if they want a reality TV show idiot in there, all you got to do is read the books, man. They'll tell you how stupid the dude was. They'll tell you all the businesses that he broke. This is the same cat that was telling people that the Central Park Five should be lynched.
Right.
And then when they was found innocent, did he apologize? No, he did not. Did he apologize for the birtherism crap that he started about Obama? No, he did not. And guess who's married that each one of his wives have been immigrants? Melania can barely speak English. Guess what she is? An immigrant. Guess what the wife before that was? Immigrant. But yet he's telling you immigrants, they're illegals. But his kids are half immigrants and illegals. And let us not forget Jared and his $2 billion that he walked up out of the White House with. What cat you know, Mike? What family member you know of the Clintons or the Bushes, anybody, can go in within the last 6 months of his presidency, walk away with $2 billion. And they won't say nothing about it.
Hold on a minute.
Bring it, boy.
Let me say this. Okay, so here you have here. I'm going to read your first post. So how is that still President Trump's fault, what McConnell says? Common man, any of the establishment is going to say it was President Trump's fault. They have to say to the script. All right, then you said, oh, fuck the Central Park Five, still going to ride that train. That's all you have. Well, wait a minute, bring a boy. No, fuck what you just said, because those five could have been killed. Those five could have still been in prison for a crime they did not commit. And I always ask people, how the fuck would you feel if that was you? Or that was your son who could have been sentenced to life in prison. And then later on down the road, and let's not forget, there's been many of later on down the road of individuals who were found not guilty after spending many years behind bars. But what he's saying is that, yeah, he took out a full-page ad trying to get New York to bring back the death penalty to kill those five boys. So, you know, yeah, I take offense to your response. Fuck that. That's all you have. No, that's all we need, let alone many other things.
But Mike, that's what I'm talking about, bro. But Mike, that's what I'm talking about. You can't get to those kind of people. You can't get to those kind of people, Mike. You know what I'm saying? You can't get to that. You're talking to that dude ain't home. If he want to put a fool in, let him put a fool in. All right? I wouldn't. That's what I'm saying, dude. That's the only problem I have when you start talking to them guys, man, is because they sit back and they throw all the facts out. It's all about image with them. They throw all the facts out. They don't care about none of that. All right? He's right there in their face. That's what Trump told them. I got you. I can shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue, and you'll still vote for me because he knows who you are. Y'all stupid. He knows what they're going to do. How you think he got here? Because they believe in reality TV. They love conflict. They want the White House to be conflict. Yes, Biden's in office, and it's boring. There ain't nothing going on because that's the way politics used to be, boring. We don't turn it into a TV show. But if that's what you want, go ahead and vote for him. But guess what? When Biden starts handing out checks or Biden starts fixing something, don't go get that money. Don't go get that money when you ride and you collecting or you need something. You say, oh, where did all these jobs come from? How did we get all these benefits? Okay? Just like Biden told him during the speech that he made. Why are all these Republicans taking that money that I sent to your state that you benefiting from? Who signed up for Obamacare? The majority of them were in red states. That's who signed up for Obamacare. So if you don't like me, don't take my programs. They say, oh, we want to stop abortion. You can't. And that's why they're stupid. And everything's connected to God. We made sure that religion was not part of the government deal.
Separation
because everybody don't think like you. Exactly.
Yeah, separation between right.
Exactly. You don't want. You know why they did that? Because they knew. You don't want to combine this. This causes problems.
Mm.
But hey, man, like I said, you can't talk to them folks, Mike. You know,
well,
man, you end up, man, we're having a.
Well, let me answer this question here. He says, comes back, no disrespect to the five. Well, you already did for what happened. It sucks, but it's always that President Trump is a racist. Well, you guys forget about history. He did a racist thing, him and his daddy. They would not rent to people of color. It wasn't renting to women, you know, just all men can stay here, all women can stay here. It was people of color they would not rent to. And then you look at other things that had happened. This is this guy's character. And once you start out in a certain way, it really takes it and you're a grown man, it's almost impossible to change your ways. Look at the fact that if you look at Atlantic City, look at the casinos and the hotels that were built there. And he filed bankruptcy, and a lot of them contractors did not get paid. So look at the ripple effect. If the contractor don't get paid, guess who don't get paid? The workers don't get paid. And if the workers don't get paid, look what else don't get paid. The rent don't get paid. The light bills don't get paid. Food is not on the table. But this is a billionaire, and he can't pay. And look at the effect. And look at those structures. Imagine how many people worked on those structures. The hundreds, probably into the thousands, when you look at all of those structures that worked on them, and those people didn't get a dime. And this is a person that some people, many people, want to run the country. And he's going to renege on paying for buildings, for buildings to the point that Atlantic City had to take over those properties. They have to take them over.
All you got to do is listen to your boy Mark Cuban. And, no, Robert De Niro. De Niro, who lived in New York all his life. He said, man, I know that fool. They said, the job would hang. He said, no, I wouldn't talk to him because he was stupid. Said it on Bill Maher. He said, Donald Trump's been an idiot for years. That's why I didn't deal with him. Okay? And also, Jared Kushner's daddy was indicted by Chris Christie. And the deal was, when Jared set the deal up to get the money from the Saudis, the deal was that Trump would pardon his daddy. And he did. And his daddy walked. Come on, man. I'm telling you, these guys have sat back. You know, you said you made a good point, Mike. Why ain't they reading? They don't want to read. They want what they want. Nothing you can do about it. And they're going to get taken advantage. You're going to tell me? I thought wisdom meant something. But it's not about wisdom anymore, Mike. It's about image. Everything that was there. About image, you know.
And I keep saying, you know, I know I say things and folks be like, why would you say it like that? It's just like, you know, I mean, if I got $1,000 in my pocket and I got a Rolex watch on and this and the other, if someone tells me, be careful, that guy right there, he's a professional pickpocket, you wouldn't know that he got you. I'm not going to go stand next to him.
Right.
I'm not going to go stand next to him. Because he's a professional. Hell, I'm just inviting him. Go ahead.
Right.
Take my shit.
Yeah.
And that's the thing.
Also, and like
the
I said,
this individual is just, it's not made up. It's that.
Mm-hmm.
It's documented. And I can't understand. I mean, it's just a fact. Nobody would want to be around a person. You wouldn't trust your convicted rapist to be around your granddaughter. You wouldn't. Whether it's a family member or not, you wouldn't. You wouldn't leave him to babysit your child.
Nope.
Because you already know what they've done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But you're willing to put, so he did 4 years, but you're willing to put him back in the office again.
Well, I'll tell you this, Mike.
Real quick, I want to say, and what really boggles my mind is this is a guy who tells you that I asked Putin if he had anything to do with it. He told me no, and I believe him. Really? So you believe Putin had nothing to do with all of these people getting killed over in Russia, huh? All these folks who were against him, all of a sudden dropping dead. You believe he had nothing to do with it?
Yep.
Apparently. If Donald Trump believes Putin had nothing to do with it, then you believe Putin had nothing to do with it. John Carl, of North Korea, I mean, the love letter story, and these have been our thorns in the sides for almost every president. But all of a sudden, Donald Trump comes along. Oh, and by the way, he tells you that he could have this war between Russia and Ukraine over with in 24 hours. Really. That is mind-boggling, that one man can end this war in 24 hours. Go ahead, Donnie.
I was going to say, it does not, they don't care about that, Mike. They're not reading that, okay? They're not paying attention to facts, all right? The facts are there. Doesn't matter. Look, the fact that Fox News is still around after being sued for $787 million and lying on national TV, okay, the fact that people believe that the damn election was stolen, they still believe that. You got folks, and he told them 6 months. Now, why aren't they hollering that the thing is stolen and he just won all these primaries? So it only works. It's only good if he wins. But if he loses, it's rigged. Okay? Mm-hmm. This is what they believe. If he wins, everything is good. If he loses, it's rigged. Motherfucker, don't nobody love you that much. He's a loser. And the fact that they would buy into the fact that the man is losing. He fired the guy who was a Republican. That's another thing. All these guys that telling you how screwed up Trump is are all Republicans. They're all Republicans. The dude, Krebs, who was over his security of all the online stuff to make sure that the re-election, and as soon as Krebs said it was the safest election ever, he fired him. Now, that should tell you right there. Come on now. If your main dude who's telling you, hey, man, you didn't, this wasn't stolen. This was the most secure election ever put together. You're fired. What? Yes. Everybody that did not follow and step in line with his lie. That's why I'm saying, Mike, it's very hard to have conversations with these people. You know, it's very hard because they don't care about facts. So if your own people are telling you, nah, bro, it was safe and everything is cool, and then you still get fired? You still get fired? What are you going to do, man? Okay? What are you going to do? Everybody said, no, man. We told you, bro. Everything was good. No. But it's only good if you win it. So what's good for the Republicans ain't good for them. Why else would another dude want you to fail? Okay, why would you want him to fail? They said, hey, man, sign the thing. No, I ain't signing that. Why not? Because it's this, it's that. There's always a problem with them. Okay, they haven't signed one bit of any type of policy, Mike. They won't sign anything. Langford, who was the of the Republican Senate, he put together a border plan. Wasn't good enough. What'd they do? Not sign it. Because why? Trump told them don't sign it. Because we want, now this will tell you something, Mike, but this is what they don't believe. Trump said on national TV, told them don't sign it, and you can blame me. I am not going to allow Biden to go in. You're not going to give Biden no points. And Langford got threatened by a dude that was a radio host, said, I will bury you if you get this approved. You get this approved and they sign this, I'm going to bury you. You will never. Can you imagine telling a senator? He told him that. They don't want nothing, Mike. They ain't about anything. They want what they want. They will never help anybody. Okay, how can you say you for all Americans, but you want your president to fail? Okay, you'd rather turn us you backing a Russian who we know giving y'all money, all of y'all on the payroll, and then you start some lying crap about Hunter Biden and a laptop. I didn't bit more believe that crap, man. Biden, blah blah blah. Still, you didn't know nothing about Biden. The VP. I'm not telling you that the Democrats are perfect. Don't try to sell me no bull. That's what I'm talking about, man. These guys, man. I have no patience for this stuff, man. It's stupid.
Well, let me run this back here. Bring it forward. According to CNN report, September 9, 2020, Donald Trump is a lot less rich today, referring to September 9, than when he was elected president. This goes to the point that DJT was in it for the money. Okay, says Fox News stuff. Any of the major media sucks all lies. They are all investment. Well, I mean, you got a lot of different media out there, not just Fox, not just CNN, not just OAN. You got a printed media that has a lot of lies. But then what's so sad is that every one of them is being looked at as liars. What can we believe? What can we actually hear and believe? Okay, here I am. Yeah. But what can we believe in? What can we, you know, you got all these different types of media, not just television, not just, but you have news of in paper form. Can you guys hear me? Hello?
What's that, Mike?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I know I was hearing of that there was a lot of static. But what media can you believe in? What news media can you believe in? I mean, because since everyone says media, the all lies is all lies. What media can you believe in?
Mike, remember, we did not have any fake news crap until this asshole showed up. Donald Trump started all that fake news crap. Did nobody do that? Bush didn't talk about fake news. Obama didn't talk about fake news. Trump talked about fake news. That's how you do fascism. You start attacking the media. That's what Orban did. That's what Putin did. Why you think you can't watch it? They own all of the media. So everything you hear about is great, and they're great. They can never do anything wrong. You shut down the media, then you got nobody saying anything. And they're too stupid to see that this is what this clown is trying to do to America. The democracy is very fragile, okay? It's a fragile thing. They tell you all the time, it's very fragile. And that's why people, we got rid of a king. That's why you get rid of dictators so you can be free. That's why you've been able to enjoy what you've been doing. Even though we have a shitty, very bad past, we've been able to make some progress, right? But you don't want a dictator. Why would you want that for? Have you heard some of these extreme people that want to be in office? And how they want to tell you how to live your life because you're bothered by gays and lesbians? I thought it was, you know, American the free. But guess what? Freedom ain't for everybody, Mike, because you got people out there that don't want you to be free. They want to tell you how to live your life. They want to be in your bedroom. They want to tell you what kind of car to drive, when to go to work, blah, blah, blah. But yet the main thing I want you to let me have is to continue to buy more and more guns. More and more guns. Then they say, oh, it's not the gun owner, it's mental illness. Oh, okay. That's what it is? That's why everybody's shooting their girlfriends and, you know, dude cut off his father's head in Philadelphia? Is that what it is? I just want to be able to walk into a gun store, buy a gun, turn around and start shooting people. And then when they say, well, it wasn't the gun's problem, the dude had mental illness. Oh, okay, that's what it was? Yeah, right. And Trump, who sat up and gave money to the rich, that money didn't go, we were doing really well. Well, what is that? You know, we just came out of a pandemic, man. We came out of a pandemic. It takes time to rebuild our economy. But see, I told you, that American is fickle, he's arrogant, He's lazy, and he does not like to wait for nothing. He wants it right on time, every time, and he wants it his way, and if he don't, he's got somebody to blame. You know, that's why they want to control a woman's vagina. Oh, well, she shouldn't have the right to do anything. They want her to go back into the kitchen. They don't want her to have an education. You know, they don't want her to even do anything. Hey. And then they wonder why. But then they'll turn around and try to rape her. And get it. Oh, it wasn't rape. She wanted it. Look the way she dressed. No. That's all it is, man. Pass the blame. Pass the blame. I can't tell you, man. That's why gossip sells. We love conflict. We love carnage. It sells. What are all the podcasts about today? What are they about, Mike? Conflict. All about gossip. Who said what? Who talked about who? You can read all your
sports guys. Well, even your TV shows. I mean, you got your TV shows. Your Housewives of Atlanta. Your Housewives of Texas. Your Housewives of, you know, all those type of shows, which I do not watch. You got your so-called reality shows. What is it? The Bachelor, you know, which I don't understand.
Right.
That is such the craziest concept. Here you got 30 women vying for this one guy. It's comical to me. I'm like, really? And, you know, I mean, I've seen it come on and I glance at it and I'm like, okay, so every week this guy just turns down. I mean, he's kissing and hugging on all these women all through their series, right? And then each week he turns one down. I'm like, really? And then I hear people at work talking about it like it's real. Like it's real life.
Right.
In the movie,
well, think about it, Mike. When they ask you to have a black dude on there, next you know it got racial. They all, what? Diversity? Why has everybody got to be clawing over a white boy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, we can't have no brothers on there? No. How about some Hispanic? No. But we can have Hispanic women going after a white boy, or we can have black women going after a white dude. But then the minute they want to have a brother on there, you ain't seen them since. Nope. Because they don't understand that we are a diversified country. But people, oh, I don't want nobody telling me why it's got to be about race. We didn't create it. We didn't create the diagram of race for this country. White folks did. And the reason why it hasn't went away is because they don't want it to go away, because as long as if it's not in their favor, they're going to get pissed. And then they're going to tear it down. Why do you think they blame Obama for dividing the country? Have you heard that one, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's Obama did it. Yeah, Obama. He divided the country. Yeah, okay. Really? Yeah. Still mad at him for wearing that tan suit. Remember he wore that tan suit? Boy, they were hot. Fox News, how dare you wore tan suit. I'm like, damn.
But then also you see these photos pop up of Reagan in a tan suit. You see Bush
right.
in a tan suit. Oh, and by the way, then recently they had an uproar about Biden eating an ice cream. And the Fox News did this. Here's the country on fire, and he's eating ice cream. And I'm like, what? What are they talking about? And then next thing I know, I see photos of Reagan and Nancy eating ice cream. I see Bush in the Oval Office eating ice cream cone. But, I mean, do they not do their homework? This is not the first time a president has ate ice cream on camera.
But like I said, man, you got to know, Fox News is a propaganda machine. And it was Ronald Reagan that let Rupert Murdoch become a citizen. The minute he signed that paperwork, let him become a citizen, and not only he went out and he bought Fox News, and who would have thunk that this is what he turned it into? Fox News is a propaganda machine, and it is. And it, the fact that you got sued for $787 million, $787 million, and there's two other companies that's about to get their ass that they're fighting right now. That they're trying not to pay. And why? They told them because you lied. And that right there. And then, oh, and also, you might as well know about the algorithms that they put in your television and in your social media sites. That also is all about scarcity. Scarcity is an algorithm that they put in that gets you to continue to buy more things, to do more things, and think that if I don't get something, somebody's doing something to me. It's created. But they don't know about that. You know, but I don't allow that to say, oh, well, hey, you know, that's going to go make me buy AR-15 or that's going to make me go and buy, you know, I got to go commit some crime because I didn't get what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's crazy.
Oh, and by the way, since you have mentioned that, you see that the MyPillow guy, you did hear that he has to pay a gentleman $1 million because he had
$5 million
because he said if you can prove something that he will pay it out, and he said he didn't think that anyone would actually believe it and go and prove it to be, you know, what it was. And now the judge said, no, you got to pay this man. Crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, and look at that. You got this guy. Oh, and you had not Dr. Oz, but what's the dude that's on there, the country cat, that's Dr. Phil. He's a Trump supporter. That other jackass that's on the thing, that's on who got mad because they're suing Trump for what he did. He was on where they, you know, you go on there with Mark. You remember Mark Cuban was on that one show where they try to sell your business or something? Shark Tank.
Oh,
that
Shark
dude
Tank,
came on and, yeah, he came on and went off on some CNN people because it's, you know, this is wrong. And also, what you're saying is you it's okay to rip people off. And you shouldn't, and you should not have to, just because you don't get caught, you shouldn't have to pay. But you want to make all the little guys pay. And I'm saying we're supposed to sit up and praise you for ripping people off. No. And so, yeah, New York's going down. New York's not going to be around anymore. Fool, are you crazy? They already told you there's 1,000 billionaires. They're not that. You know, if that was the case, Trump wouldn't have been able to get all of those Saudi Arabian cats to buy into his to stay at his place that he charged them like $1,500 a night for rooms that ain't worth that. The dude is a scam artist. Yeah, I've been getting away with stuff for years. How do you think you saw it, Mike? He turned that post office in Washington into a hotel, and as soon as he lost, he sold it. As soon as he lost,
right,
he sold it and made all that money while he was sitting there charging now all the charging the bill to the United States.
Hmm.
Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just listening. Wow. So I guess we'll never really know what Donald Trump is really worth. And by the way, Bring Voices, Dr. Phil put those hags on The View in their place, probably made you all mad. I don't know about that. I didn't see it. I'll have to go back and take a look and see what he was talking about, or actually what their response was. So quickly, I want to change gears real quick, if you don't mind. Time to hang tight here. I'm looking at this article on Beyonce and her doing the country music thing. Have you heard the single that she did, Texas Hold'em? You there? Hello.
Yeah, I like this.
Okay. So
yeah, I
saw
it.
Something.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I saw something where
the moment some people heard it, I mean, as soon as it came on, they were like, oh, I don't like it. I don't like it. Now, this is interesting to me. It says here, Beyonce gets Queen of Country Dolly Parton seal of approval. Beyonce's song Texas Hold'em has been doing particularly well in the charts despite resistance from country radio stations. Dolly Parton has congratulated Beyonce after she became the first black woman to achieve a number one hit on the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart. Think about it, number one. The Lemonade artist, 42, surprise released two country songs during the Super Bowl, Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages, as well as announcing the forthcoming release of her debut country album, Renaissance 2. If Dolly Parton, you know, the country, a country music queen, can say, hey, I like it, you know, congratulations, and this and the other. What is it that people just have this negative response? Is it the song or is it the person who's doing the song? What do you think it is?
Mike, I'll just say this. The reason why Dolly Parton is backing her is because, you know, Whitney Houston took Dolly Parton's song. That remember the one song that everybody loves?
Everybody
Dark?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always love you. Yeah.
So can you imagine? Can you imagine her not backing that? And can you imagine also the song that Glenn Campbell put together, Marvin Gaye, not Marvin Gaye, Isaac Hayes, as well as my boy Bobby Womack did. They all did Glenn Campbell. They took country songs and blew them up. So they'll look real stupid by not backing. And right now, Mike, we got several male and female back country singers who have won Grammy Awards. They look real stupid saying anything. And John Snyder, who said something, is on a black show put together by Tyler Perry. They look real stupid. They need to get over themselves.
It's funny because like what you were saying about the Whitney Houston song, the I Will Always Love You, which Dolly Parton wrote that for. I want to say Conway Twitty. Maybe not him. No, I think it's another artist. That's who she wrote it for. But a lot of people I saw on social media saying that Whitney Houston destroyed that song. It was horrible. It was crap. It was this and that and the other. Should have never recorded it, blah, blah, blah. Well, Dolly Parton don't think that way, like you just said, because Dolly's got the royalties and got, you know, paid. You think about how much she made off of that by the fact it was in the movie and it was such a big hit. But I think that people just quickly don't like the fact that it was a black person singing the song. I just think that's most of the responses were based on, because it was a black artist. Whitney Houston shouldn't have never done it. Oh, she did it and it became a big hit. Get over it, like you said. Get over it. Country artists, you look at Darian Ruckus, what was the name of the group? Hootie and the Blowfish. He turned country, became popular. Charlie Pride, country. If I'm not mistaken, Ray Charles did some country songs too. What was it? I Can't Stop Loving You made it a pretty big hit. You know, but I think that it's just sad that people respond in the way they do. And clearly, some just don't like, you know, the song. There's some songs not. Everyone likes certain songs, but I think the majority of these people didn't like it because it's Beyonce. Beyonce has branched out from just doing pop. You know, she's touching in the country. She's done acting. You know, there's many artists who've gone into, I mean, you look at rappers, there's rappers who've gone into acting, you know, not just doing rap. And they're
received in all of their you know, in all of their fields. LL Cool J, from rapper to actor, you know. But oh, look who's here. Let me hit the and say hello to Janet Pollock Hawkins Davis. Well, welcome.
Yeah, sorry I'm late. I let time get away from me. That song that Dolly Parton, she wrote it for her business partner, something Wagner, that when he was decided to leave and do his own music career on his own, mm-hmm. she wrote that song for him, you know, but it became a hit, and I think a better hit when Whitney Houston actually sung it in the movie, you know. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see here. Well, okay, Kymen just dropped, just as you came in. I'm not sure if he's going to be able to call back in, but he just dropped. But, mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, I was looking at some of the articles, and people are just really hating on the song. And I'm like, well, is it that you hate the song, or is it that you just don't like the artist that's doing the song?
Well,
you know,
and Whitney, originally from Texas, you know, so she, you know, well, that's a country western, Texas, you know.
Right.
I listened to both songs, and I thought both of them were, you know, awesome that she sung, you know. I've been looking at the videos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Bring it, boy.
But it's going to be later.
Crabs in the barrel. What do you mean by too many crabs in the barrel, Brady Boy? I'm not understanding that, but if you can clarify that. But, you know, I've seen where certain artists that change over into different styles of music. I mean, you look at if you look at the fact that there are some artists that have taken on a lot of R&B. I mean, what's his name? Bobby Caldwell, White Artist.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest hit he had was What You Won't Do for Love. They intentionally did not put his face on that album cover. And if you guys would go ahead and take a look, if you haven't noticed it or if you don't know who Bobby Caldwell is, then you you need to check it out. He recently died not too long ago, but this song had such an R&B flavor, an R&B feel, and they intentionally did not put him on the cover. It's the silhouette or like a shot of him sitting on a bench, and you don't see his face, nothing. And the song shot up to number one, big hit. And when they finally revealed who he was, that it was a white guy, I don't know any black folks who said, No, I don't like the song. Oh, no, he's trying to sound black. Nobody. He was embraced and loved. And what was so crazy, when he performed, I think it wasn't on the Soul Train Awards, I think it was, and he came out, the crowd went crazy. They went crazy. Because it wasn't about the person, it was about the music.
Mm-hmm.
Brian McKnight's sons, Brian McKnight Jr., and I think his other son's name is Nico, they got an awesome song. And in fact, Carolyn Griffey, Dick Griffey's daughter, and Carolyn Griffey is Shalimar now, she turned me on to them and to their song. And it's a song called Marry Your Daughter, straight up country flavor. And it is an awesome song. If you get a chance, go to YouTube and check it out. Check out the video. And I played it for some friends of mine, and they were impressed. They had no idea that these were two black guys whatsoever. And then when I told them who it was, and I showed them, what, man, I would have never thought. Would have never thought. But that's just how simple-minded some people can be. But go ahead, Janet.
It doesn't matter the color of a person's skin. If he has talent and the voice and he can sing, you know. I don't never look at when I look at a song or listen to a song, I don't think about the color of a person's skin, you know?
Yeah,
a lot of people, you know, after day, I've looked at a lot of America Got Talent and X Factor, and, you know, I was looking at all these different songs, and what really amazed me was a lot of people from the Philippines can really sing. Got a lot of soul, you know? So you can't really think of a person's color of their skin when you listen to a song. Just judge the song for the song, you know? Their voice.
Right. Right. You know, and you know, it's crazy because if you think about it, there are a lot of artists that well, there's been many of artists that are internationally known, right? And they perform in other countries. And most of those people in those countries don't speak English. But you best believe they know every one of those songs. And they can sing it in English.
Yep, every one of the words.
Every single word.
Mm-hmm.
Every single word.
One guy I listened to today, Michael, he was a Whitney Houston. No. He was a Mariah Carey and a Whitney Houston all rolled up into one. And it was a man. But he hit some notes that were unbelievable, you know? So, like you said, you can't judge the book by the cover. You got to read what's inside.
Oh, yeah. I find it very interesting. I was trying to see. I thought I had this song on the board. I'm going to have to put it on the board, actually. I really need to. When I was talking about Brian McKnight's sons, but I thought I had it. Okay, so anyway, let's see. Well, you came in a little late, and we did talk about the State of the Union address. You want to go ahead and share your thoughts on it?
About what? I'm sorry.
State of the Union address.
Oh, I thought it was awesome. Biden came in. He was like the last one to come in, and he was the last one to leave. And as far as the doubt that people thought he was senile and old, and, you know, I think he put all that to rest because that was an awesome State of the Union address. You know, he had all he told about all the things that he has accomplished and the things that he wants to do in the future. You know, so I think he rolled his coming out to be announcing that he want to be president again. He came out with a bang. You know, I looked at the State of the Union address at least three times so far. You know, because it was worth looking at again.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I think. I thought it was, you know, well, it was better than what I expected because, you know, I think that what I'm hearing and what I'm hearing from people and reading is that it was more of a campaign speech than a State of the Union as far as the State of the Union. But I was like, well, no. The predecessor and this and the other, that is the State of the Union. That's the situation that we're in now.
Mm-hmm.
And he did talk about it. Another thing I found interesting, and I said earlier, is that since when did the State of the Union become a heckler's get-together?
That's
now,
right.
I don't call ever here. Lately or over the years, I don't recall ever hearing a Democrat just yell out something, just heckle while the president is speaking.
No.
Until when Obama got in office.
That's right.
You lie. You know, and I'm like, oh, they can do that. And then
and they just did it again.
And here's Marjorie Taylor Greene with a, you know, Make America Great Again cap on and just telling the president to say her name, meaning the young lady who was killed here. And then
And then here's Santos is there. How did he get invited?
Oh, they said he's trying to run again.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that too. He's going to try to run again in a different district. You know, I mean, the goal of these people, I'm like, really? And Timon just said something that was really interesting, is that where it's becoming like a reality television show.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. It's like, oh, we need to watch and see what goes, what's going to happen, who's going to say something, you know, how many times they get booed, you know. And then it made me think of in England, how they do over there, where they boo and cheer and stuff like that. You know, here it used to be just, you know, just the applause. But now it's like, ooh, you know, all this jeering and stuff, whistling and crap. Like, yeah, it is becoming a reality show.
Well, guys yelled out last night at the State of the Union. I don't know who did it, but one of the Republicans yelled out, "You lied." I mean,
yeah,
it's facts. If you look at the facts, you will see he didn't tell any lies. He has accomplished a lot, even though he has a house that don't want to pass anything. He still was able to accomplish a lot the first 3 years.
Okay, Bring It Boy has said, and when we were talking about the movie, if you have the chops, it doesn't matter what you are. But, well, I agree with that. Regarding go back to the State of the Union, Bring It Boy. Do you agree with what Timon had said earlier, though, where that there was a bipartisan agreement on an issue, and Donald Trump said, don't sign it, don't do it. While he's on his watch, hold back. I'll take the blame. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that Donald Trump said that? Apparently, he did, because it's documented.
But he said it. It came out of his own mouth when he told them not to sign the agreement. He didn't want them to sign the agreement. Speaks for itself.
Okay,
you know,
says, you don't believe it, or you don't believe that Donald Trump said that, or what? And the thing is, it is documented. Well, I mean, this is not AI. It is definitely documented that that's what he told them, to not sign that.
Yeah. They were going to sign it until he told them not to. You know, they want to use the border for a talking point for the election. And everybody who's been looking at the news would know that he told them not, Donald Trump told them not to sign that agreement. That's why they tossed it aside. But yet, and still you want to impeach Mayorkas when he's asking for help. It's crazy.
Okay. I saw something come up on my phone real quick. I'm going to say this. It says that Georgia lawmakers passed a bill to discipline prosecutors amid scrutiny of DA Bonnie Wilson's role in Trump case. So now all of a sudden they want to
They did.
Wow.
They did
politics
that because they wanted to be able to get rid of the prosecuting attorney, the DA. They wanted to be able to get rid of her.
It's becoming more and more of as I said earlier, more and more of a show. But I didn't, you know, as I said earlier, I haven't heard Donald Trump say really much about what he's going to do reelected. It's more about his troubles when he's on his campaign trail. It's more about that. So that's what kind of bothers me. Yeah. So, let's see. We actually went through most of the topics that we were going to go through. But let me go back and just look at this other one here. I did mention earlier about the young lady who was murdered here in Georgia at UGA
campus by the track over there, and it being a migrant individual. For me, it's sad that this has become a political, thing. Her death is being used as a political issue. When there are people who kill people here every day and people don't jump up and down about it. U.S. citizens that kill individuals. I told you last week, I think, Janet, I wish people would really pay attention, because it's not a week that goes by I don't hear about a case of where there's a parent killing a child, murdering a child. When you look at, these children that have been murdered and they just now finding out who killed these kids. This one guy was in court who killed these two young girls over 20 years ago. The little girl, Harmony Montgomery, it was almost a year before someone asked what happened to her. Like, no one notices a little girl is not with the parents anymore. Almost a year, and they haven't found her body. Her father last week was convicted of the murder based on circumstantial evidence. But people are not jumping up and down about that. And don't get me wrong. Looking at, at the death of this young lady is not a big deal. It is a big deal. But look at the people who have killed, born and raised here in this country. And hell, many of them, we turn around and look at them like heroes. Many of them we treat like heroes. You make TV movies out of these guys. Make movies out of them. Documentaries. Not about the families, but about the killers. And you put them on a higher pedestal. All the time. That's what bothers me. That's what really bothers me. No, that young girl should not have been killed. It is sad. It is a shame. But because this guy was a migrant, oh, see, that's why the border should be closed. And that is, and like Tomlin said, and there's that fear that Donald Trump has put into your minds, because when he first ran for president, he told you, they're bringing their rapists, they're bringing their murderers, they're bringing their drug dealers. That all that was here before people came across the border. People have been coming across the border for decades, centuries. There's nothing new that people come across the border. And yes, there are probably some. But when you put a wide blanket that everybody that's come across the border is going to be a murderer or a killer. The other thing, to the fact that many of them are coming across the border because they're not, and they don't want to be murdered or killed. And like Tom said, you have to look at it where, I kind of wonder. Mexico is right, a border away. California was Mexico. Texas was Mexico. As I said earlier, you ever go out west, you look at all those streets and the cities, Mexican names. Los Angeles, Santa Monica, El Monte, Colorado, Mariposa, Figueroa. No white man's name in the streets that. So that bothers me because, like I said, it's that fear factor that people come across the border to kill you and your family. But killers have been existing here in the United States, born and raised, ever since. People don't jump up and down about that. It's always, they have a mental illness. Yeah, a kid goes shoots up a school, shoots up a supermarket with majority black people. Did people jump up and down about that in Congress and this and that? Nope.
not enough of them. So that's what bothers me. I'm not making light of a girl killing, but come on, you guys. Come on. It makes no sense. Brigham Boy says, some killing is okay. Doesn't matter. Get used to it. Anybody's life is up for grabs. Well, no, killing is not okay. That's not what I'm saying. It's just that when you try to use this killing as a political thing, when there's so many killings that they overlook, and it's not done by a person that's from another country. There are people who kill other people every day here in this country. But just because this person, and by the way, I think we already know that this person had been arrested before and was released. And now I believe his brother is possibly looking at 10 years because he lied and he had a fake green card or document of some sort. So he'd probably be going to prison. But all of a sudden, that fear factor is thrown. See, he's an immigrant. He came over here to kill. Really? You had something to say, Janet. Oh, I'm sorry. Bring up voices. Democrats bond Trump in what? Something Trump in 2017. Let's see. Okay, Supreme. Is this? When he talked about his four-pillar plan for immigration reform involving the border, also Democrats stood in the way of doing anything. Republicans had a small majority and were shy 2 to 5 votes from passing the deal. Okay. Well, have a chance to pass a bill this time. And he told him not to sign it. What's the difference? It's not the Democrats standing in the way. The Republicans and the Democrats were ready to do the deal. It was Donald Trump standing in the way this time around. Correct, Janet?
Yes, he didn't want anybody to pass the bill for the border. And that was going to be able to get more people at the border to help process the people through. People fail to realize the United States is a melting pot. Our ancestors didn't just live, was here first, right, you know, in the beginning. It was Indians and it was Spanish that was here in the United States until people came over on the, I guess, Mayflower and decided to bring slaves, you know. I don't know. No, it's a melting pot. And so if you can't say other people can't come here. When our ancestors came here, because everybody wants that freedom. You know, they're trying to get away from dictatorship. You know, I would want to leave too. I wouldn't, you know, if there's a lot of, you know, well, and what you were talking about earlier, Michael, with the guns, you know, yeah, it's not good to be able to kill somebody, but they need to start with getting rid of those AR-15s. They make it easy for people to be able to get a gun. You know?
Right. Well, see, here,
you need
this
to
is where
the
I,
law.
I had asked earlier, had a Democrat dude. Okay, so, yeah, I know what dude meant. I was just trying to go over where you said that this had occurred with the Democrats through Trump in 2017 during the State of the Union when he talked about his fourth to the plan for immigration reform involving. Okay, so bullying. Okay, you said that bullying is a form of heckling. Okay. I'll give you that. But here's the thing. If you boo, that's one thing. But when you shout out, you lie. When you interrupt, you know. I mean, I think booing is like, you know, boo, boo, boo. Right? But when you yell out, you lie, like was said to former President Obama. When somebody just the other night said basically the same thing to Biden. I think that's going a little bit overboard, if not more so.
okay, during the speech for that one individual to draw attention like that to themselves. And then, like we're just now saying, you said that the Democrats booed him, and then you said that Democrats stood in the way of doing anything. Republicans had a small majority. Okay, but at this point, it's not the Democrats. It's not the Republicans. Again, I say, they were set to go ahead and sign this deal. You got a person who's no longer been in office, who has the strings and pulling the strings like puppets, telling them don't do it. He's not a president anymore.
What, can I say something, Michael? Mm-hmm. When Trump was president, yes, the Democrats had the House, but no matter what bills got passed, they got to the Senate and they went into a dead pile. That's why McConnell got the word named Grim Reaper, because he wasn't passing anything, you know. So we need to stop doing a tit for tat and get down to business, because when you're in the Senate and you're in the House, it's supposed to be the people's House in the Senate. You're supposed to be working for the people, not just a showmanship, you know, see who can outdo who. You know, that's not what people send you there for. They send you there to work for them, to make things better.
That's very true. So, I don't know. This is going to be crazy. Now, coming up, what is it? Is it the 11th? Isn't there a case that's supposed to be coming up on the 11th? Are you hearing?
What's coming up on the 11th?
Isn't there supposed be a hearing? Coming up on the 11th, one moment, let me see. Because I know the judge, as far as the Bonnie Willis deal, he said it might take a week, might take 2 weeks. But isn't there one of Donald Trump's cases supposed to come up?
I thought it was the one in New York where it was the hush money was supposed to come up.
Yeah, I believe that's the next one. Isn't that supposed to be 11th?
Yeah.
A couple of days.
I thought that was the one, because the other ones are on hold. The one in Washington, the one in Georgia, you know. So the only other one is the one in New York, and that's the hush money.
I'm trying to just confirm it.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, I'm just trying to confirm it.
I'll look it up.
Yeah. Okay.
Next. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here.
Yeah. Yeah, because he did, as it says here, he did pay the $91.6 million bond in the E. Jean Carroll case. He came up with that one. Wow. He's at a half a billion dollars. Interesting.
Well, they said Judge Cannon set the hearing for the next week in Trump's document case, some kind of hearing. She's going to hear Trump's motions to dismiss the case next week. And that other case is the one that he's supposed to have in New York. That was the hush money case, Stormy Daniel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, all right. We're about at the end of the show. By the way, for you guys that don't live in Georgia, it has been crazy here. It has been raining for the past 2 days, almost nonstop. It let up a little bit earlier today, but now it's back. Sorry, something came up on my phone, and it's back again. So this is Georgia. You just never can tell about the here. And the other day it was cold a few days ago, and then all of a sudden it was in the 70 degrees, and now it's dropped again. So hope weather is well where you are.
we got about 10 more minutes, but I think we're going to go ahead and close out a little early this evening. I appreciate you making it in, Janet, definitely. Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah,
something
came up. You know, sorry for the delay, but.
I wish you had time to make something else. But again, I want to thank you. I want to thank Time and thanks, Bring It Boy, for jumping into the chat room. Democrats weren't leading from the gallery, but the one guy was. Great show. Thank you, Mr. Gay. Oh, you're more than welcome. Well, there you go, the one guy. You know, if everybody boos as a whole, you can't throw out everybody who boos, but you can throw out the one guy who heckles on his own, right? You got to be in unison when you're going to heckle. I guess that's the new rule when it comes to being at a State of the Union address. You guys got to be of one accord. You know, say you lie all together, and then they won't throw everybody out. All right. Hey, you guys, thanks again for joining us. We're going to get on out of here a little early, just by a few minutes, and I'll talk to you, next Saturday. Take care. God bless. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Make sure you check out tomorrow. Check out a show right here. It's at 6 p.m. It's broadcast out of Birmingham, Alabama, and it's called, my mind just went a blank, Janet. You know, True Spoken. Okay. Check it out with your host, Darian Reynolds, and very interesting young man. Great topics, great conversation. You take care. God bless, and good night, everyone. Bye-bye.
Good night.